KSRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has returned to the Middle East as a proposed Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal hangs in the balance.
The only party that has not accepted, the only party that's not said yes, is Hamas. That's who everyone's waiting on. That's who the Palestinians in Gaza are waiting on. It's who the Israelis are waiting on. It's who the hostages and the hostage families are waiting on.
Blinken today began his eighth urgent diplomatic mission to the region since the conflict began back in October when the terrorist group assaulted Israeli villages, killing some 1,200 people. Correspondent Julie Walker reports a mother of one of the four Israeli hostages rescued over the weekend is grateful to have her son back.
Orit Meir, whose 22-year-old son Almog was one of four Israeli hostages rescued, says her wish has come true.
I haven't stopped smiling since my Almog was returned to me.
On October 7th, Hamas took 250 hostages. Her son was one of them. 120 hostages remain, about a third are believed dead. There's a deal on the table to free them.
We asked the Israeli government to move forward with the deal.
The Israeli rescue operation claimed the life of one commando, and Gaza's health ministry says 274 Palestinians were killed, including 64 children. I'm Julie Walker.
12 people remain injured after a shooting broke out at a rooftop party in Wisconsin on Sunday. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says nobody's been arrested so far.
This was what we're calling a sneak bash, meaning it was an unauthorized party in a private space. A motive for this shooting is still currently unknown.
And those comments airing on WKOW-TV, the Madison Police Department responded to the mass shooting at a high-rise apartment building called Lux yesterday morning. This is SRN News. Star Wars now embracing transgenderism, as Michael Harrington reports.
The new spin-off series streaming on Disney Plus called The Acolyte will feature a transgender character. The storyline will also include two married women who somehow conceive children. Showrunner Leslie Headlin is a lesbian who said in an interview published on X that she has always dreamed of bringing LGBT characters into the Star Wars universe. She also says if anybody doesn't like her series, then they aren't real fans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court says eight books dealing with subjects including transgenderism must be returned to library shelves at a rural Texas county that had taken them away. The ruling by a divided appellate panel in New Orleans is a partial victory for seven library patrons who sued numerous officials in Llano County after 17 books were removed. Last year, a district judge ordered all the books returned to Kingsland library shelves. This is SRN News. A pro-business group says a double whammy of overregulation and rising prices may threaten business growth unless the U.S. Supreme Court intervenes. More details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
A pro-business group says American small businesses have suffered in a stagnant economy plagued by inflation. This trend may continue if the growth of rising regulation endures. The Job Creators Network held a news conference to discuss deregulation of business procedures as the Supreme Court takes up two cases regarding regulatory practices. Alfredo Ortiz is the president of the JCN.
Businesses are dragged under red tape, that is very clear, and it is threatening to take the economy down with them.
He says that the Supreme Court overturns the 40-year-old Chevron versus NRDC case, regulations impeding business growth will be eased.
We see the possibility of overturning the Chevron doctrine as a rare, bright hope amid the current regulatory onslaught coming from Washington.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.